Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Your Pleasure as a Black Woman. Thank you so much for returning for another episode in the self-love series. I know for a fact that you're going to enjoy this episode and you're going to enjoy the guest and you're going to want to reach out to her because she's absolutely amazing at what she does. And it may be something that you haven't even thought of. However, before I get into who our guest is today, we have a sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by Organic Lovin', the only adult subscription box to include eco-friendly body products, body-safe adult toys, and sex-positive books. This is not just for partner play. You can get some amazing massage oils to add to your shower routine. I am absolutely in love with the Intimate Earth Massage Oil in Vanilla Chai with Shea Butter, which is amazing for my skin during this bipolar Georgia. I want to be cold. I want to be hot. Weather, it's making my skin feel very soft and moisturized. So head over to Organic Lovin', that's organic LOVEN.com, and use the code Chantel10 for 10% off of your purchase. And that is going to be in the show notes. So today, my guest is Amber Kemp. She's an intuitive wellness practitioner. She specializes in the restorative and healing power of sound and vibrational medicine. Yes, you heard me correct. She heals through sound. Now, Amber has certifications in Reiki, herbalism, EFT and TFT tapping, body contouring, and sound healing. Now, I got to experience the amazingness that is Amber during a pole retreat that I went on, and she did some tuning fork sound healing on me. And when I tell you, imagine sitting in a cabin on the back deck. All you see is the beautiful trees, the sun is high in the sky, and you're in between like snot crying and laughing. Yes, when I tell you that retreat had me wide open and she ended it, she did a lot of clearing. She was able to give me a lot of information on where I should focus my next steps in my healing journey. And I am super, super excited to introduce you to her. And so I bid you adieu and I will see you on the other side. Enjoy. So welcome, Amber. Thank you so much for joining me. I am really excited about this conversation because you got me all the way together. So I'm hoping that you can get my listeners all the way together. I want to start by asking you, what does self-love mean to you as a Black woman?
What is self-love to me? I would say self-love is embracing all aspects of you. The good, bad, and the ugly, and bringing it to the forefront, invoking confidence, even in your, where you feel like it might be your weakest, pulling at that area, pulling it up. And something I like to tell my daughter, like, you're only as strong as your weakest player. And I think there are so many parts of ourselves. We have, like, you know, they say you got your higher self, your lower self, your inner child, yourself, period. So you have different weak aspects. I won't say weak, certain parts of yourselves that might not be the same.
They need some work.
Yes, they may not be equal. And to me, self-love is actually going in and digging on that. It also can be, it can be in the form of too, if you just had to, you need to clean your room today. That can be a form of self-love, you know? But I really do feel like just focusing in on that part of yourself that necessarily isn't as strong as what you like it to be and bringing it up and not just focusing in on it in shame, but more working in it with care and nurturing it. That's, a beautiful part of our feminine energy is nurturing. We are good at nurturing our children, mm-hmm. our men. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to nurture ourselves. So mm-hmm. that is sometimes that shadow, not so beautiful part of you, finding time to take time and just love and dote on it.
Mm. So with what you do, how do you bring self-love to your clients?
So with what I do, I am the owner of God Body Wellness, where I pretty much work with everything vibrational energy. So what that means, that could be in the form of physically, where I do body contouring. So I don't know if any ladies ever heard of body contouring, but that is actually manipulating energy, using energy to manipulate your physical body. So that could be tightening the skin. It can be reducing fat cells. Yes. And it works. And you're just utilizing energy to manipulate it. And then you can go into a way, if you actually want to work with like your physical health, you can use it in forms to detox the body. And also in a more emotional or spiritual stance, I love to use in that way as well. And specifically, it would be with sound, or I like to really say too, vibrational medicine. Mm-hmm. Vibrational medicine can be in so many different forms. It can come in the form of sound, in the form of color, plant, or like plant medicine, even like aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. It could come in the plant in the form of crystals and metals. And even touch, so like reflexology, mm-hmm. acupressure, acupuncture. These are different forms of vibrational medicine. And with my clients, I like to let them explore different ways of bringing this in to heal themselves. And I know with you, Natasha, I believe we did, you got to work with the tuning forks.
She had me boohoo crying, and I'm a thug and I don't do it. So it definitely touched things after already being open with some of the other experiences. It was almost like the tipping point. And that was my first time experiencing tuning forks, and to have like a physical reaction, that was wild.
So I guess I feel like a lot of people don't realize that sound has a very interesting way with affecting our moods. I take it back to like, this has been around for ages, for years. You know, the ancient Egyptians, they actually utilized sound they learned how to manipulate sound to actually heal, to move things, mm-hmm. to actually literally move things. They used sound. And if you can look on some of the hieroglyphics mm-hmm. in the pyramids, you can see that they were actually using tuning forks. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, what is tuning forks? Or they only heard of tuning forks to tune up instruments, mm-hmm. which you literally can use a tuning fork to tune up instruments, but you have to realize that your body is actually an instrument. Mm. And I hate to go too far in if you don't.
Oh no, you're fine, because I'm sending them your way.
okay, wonderful. So tuning forks are a tool that can be used to tune up instruments, and your body is an instrument. So you can utilize these tuning forks that can be programmed to certain frequencies. You got frequencies to set to healthy brain function. So there's a tuning fork for a tuned to a healthy brain. You even have tuning forks that are tuned to healthy fat cells. I even use this mm-hmm. in part of the body contouring process. I use that to actually help with releasing fat from the body. There's a way you can go about it. And you're just utilizing your system. You're placing it on certain acupressure points on the body. And then you go in and I like to utilize that along with the cavitation, which is ultrasonic waves.
Is that the red light?
So it is not. That is one. That one uses, that does come with the red light. And I love that to use it on face. Like I love to use it on my face and definitely like on certain areas of my body just to kind of keep it tight because, you know, we start to age and our after age 30, our body naturally stops producing collagen.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And red light therapy actually boosts your body's collagen production again. So red light therapy is literally using light to produce collagen to help your body now actually start producing collagen again, which light is a form of vibrational medicine. So So you can use the cavitation, which is ultrasound waves, and the cavitation goes in and actually starts to melt your fat cells. It heats it up. It heats up the fat cells so that it bursts. The fat cell then it needs somewhere to go. So I like to, because water holds memory, I hope I'm not jumping all over the place here, but we have to remember that water holds memory. Mm-hmm. And our body is made up of about 60 to 70% water. And you can program your water or even like your fat cells, because it's liquid, to hold a certain frequency. So whenever I like to use the fat cells or the tuning fork for healthy fat cells, which is really an empty fat cell, I utilize that after I use the cavitation. And then you go in and actually use another form of vibrational therapy, which is more of like a lymphatic massage. Mm-hmm. I'm massaging the fat to your lymph nodes so that you can end up poop and pee out the fat cells that we just melted.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So when it comes to using the vibrational healing, why would someone want to do that? I know it was my first time and I knew nothing about it and I was introduced to you, but why would someone say, hey, I want to use a tuning fork, or y'all, she does sound bowls and I have fallen in love with the feeling of sound bowls in my body. Like, why would someone want to do that?
Take it from Nikola Tesla. He said something in the terms of, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of frequency. Everything has a vibration. Everything has a frequency. Mm-hmm. And sound, you can utilize it. It only takes just a little bit and consistency to see a huge difference. So even with the music that we're using, like we listen to today, it's set to a certain frequency. And typically, the music that we listen to on the radio is set to 440 hertz.
Okay.
440 hertz is actually known to cause disruption and harm to our cells.
Okay.
Yes. And this was actually, I'm trying to think of the give me a second. I wanted to give you the right, the so that people can look this up. I want to make sure that I have the right name. So basically, a doctor from, I don't want to call him a doctor, but he was definitely notarized over in Nazi Germany. And his name is Frank, I think it's Goebbels or Goebbels, G-O-E-B-E-L-E-S. Now, he found out that 440 hertz can actually force people to do things that they necessarily didn't want to do.
Wow. Brainwash. Yes,
brainwash. So if he figured out that the 444 hertz, the 440 hertz could do that, he also understood that there were other ways that frequency could be used to heal the body. Mm-hmm. And I like to use, there's a certain set of tones called the Sofagio frequencies or Sofagio. Have you ever heard of this before?
Yes, I didn't know the difference until I talked to you, but before I met you, I was definitely using, and I know some of my listeners and friends listen to the beats, the binaural beats on YouTube.
Yes.
However, I've had interesting situations where I would use it to fall asleep and I started having nightmares. So I kind of stopped doing that.
You and me both. I will say in the beginning of like my sound, really using sound is part of my journey, I would go to YouTube and I found that it helped until it didn't anymore. Mm-hmm. And I started to realize that I think that there's some type of subconscious or subliminal programming mm-hmm. that they might be putting into some of those YouTube videos mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are actually relying on this now and yes. it would be counterproductive for them to put something out to heal the nation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, as much as we would love to be aligned, there are other forces that do not want to see us working in unison. Mm-hmm. The collective working in unison. It is better for us to be have this chaos energy and everybody be on different pages. Mm-hmm. So I do think that those the Safajian frequencies, they are tones that date back to like the Gregorian chants. So you got like the Gregorian chants, I'm not even sure if you've heard of Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Sanskrit?
Okay. Yeah, doing my yoga training, yeah.
Yes, so Gregorian chants, Sanskrit, and the Safajio, those are all actually found, Safajio frequencies are found in those ancient healing techniques. Now, a study found that while they were listening to the Gregorian chants and the Safajio frequencies, they found that our cells responded well to those sounds, yes. And they were able to bring in ultraviolet rays without damaging the cell. So yes, this is a study that has been found that listening to these chants, your cells is able to bring in these ultraviolet rays without damaging the cell. However, they listened to rock music. I think it was rock music and it had an adverse effect. Mm. So it caused the cell to actually tighten and not be able to bring in that ultraviolet rays. And some of us are very, like, they feel like, okay, wait a minute. Ultraviolet rays aren't good for us. However, I have to say it is. It is for some of us, mm-hmm. especially more of our more melanated people around. Ultraviolet rays is actually really good for us. We can go into I don't want to go too deep into that now, but I want to jump back to the Safajio frequencies. Using the Safajio frequencies, which go from like 174 hertz mm-hmm. all the way up to 963 hertz. Mm-hmm. And those frequencies are known to affect your energy centers, especially your emotional centers. Mm-hmm. So our energy centers in our bodies are related to our chakras. Everybody mm-hmm. knows them as chakras, but they're also energy centers. We have seven within us, and then we have an energy center around us, a magnetic field around us. These frequencies can actually help heal us in many different ways. So for instance, if you're having like physical pain in your body or any emotional pain, say you just got out of a bad breakup, you're going through a divorce, or you've lost someone very close to you, you have this inner hurt. 174 hertz can help heal that. Listening to 174 hertz can help heal and alleviate emotional pain as well as physical pain. Mm. And each frequency is associated with different parts. So you got ones that are with your root, your first energy center, which is like your root chakra, and that is helping you feel safe and secure. Sometimes we can be overbalanced or underbalanced. Mm-hmm. You can be in your root chakra. Some people can be very prideful and boastful and flashy. That means you have an overactive root chakra. You have some people that are like extremely shy, that always worry. They worry about everything. The sky is gonna fall in. Nothing is gonna work out. Your root chakra is underactivated. So you can actually use these frequencies to bring back balance and promote balance into the body. And it's so easy to do. And why I think that you could use these tuning forks is because you can purchase, I'm gonna show you. You can actually purchase a set and utilize these just about anywhere. And most people won't even know that you're using them. For instance, this is a weighted tuning fork.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your unweighted tuning fork. Now, your unweighted tuning fork is good for more auditory, and your weighted tuning fork is best for like directly placed on the body. And this is just going to promote balance within. Sometimes we come into contact with so many different things that that throw off our energy centers. Our it could be stress,
mm-hmm.
jobs, our children. We love them, mm-hmm. but you know,
and partners. Your mama.
Your sister. We come into contact with so many different things that can start to throw that off. You can add on food. You know, we might not have the best diets. Mm-hmm. Add that in there. Add in environmental factors that, like, if you're living in Atlanta, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the water is different.
Oh, yeah.
the water is very different. It's, you can smell the chlorine in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're bathing in this, and these chemicals can start to actually throw off how your body is naturally sinking. And it wants to, because our body is vibratory, it wants to catch anything that emits a vibration. If something near it is emitting that vibration, it mm-hmm. wants to catch and hold it. And so that both of them can start sinking together and vibrating together. So say you're up here vibrating high, mm-hmm. or maybe you went down here, you're vibrating this way, and someone may come into your space, and now you start to vibrate with them, and you're not feeling like yourself anymore. You start to catch right. yourself. Right. Yeah. Feeling a little off, or you left the conversation. Now you were feeling good before you left it. And now you're feeling like, okay, I'm feeling a little stressed. I know it wasn't my problem, but now I got this. And now I have to think about that. Your body is not vibrating in its own pattern anymore. So utilizing these frequencies or different sounds could actually help heal you and bring you back into alignment. So that is, to me, a great reason, like, for self-love. It's super easy. Anyone can do it with just a little bit of help. I know I ended up learning, I actually took a course on how to become, you know, a part of this, but as I started to like dive deeper in it, I was like, man, I could have just read some books. And
I could have read it's some that books. Simple, y'all. It's that
yes, bad. I could have read some books to save some money. Because it's not difficult. It's not really that difficult, but if you really want to know about it, that's why I feel like I am here. I'm here to show anybody the hacks and the trade, because I know as a collective, we have to grow and evolve. We're mm-hmm. only as strong as our weakest team, like our teammate. So if I know that my neighbor over here is suffering from depression and I'm living life to its fullest, it's not a balance. We're not going to be balanced. I know that is somehow going to end up affecting me. It is going to end up affecting someone around me. And we all have to lift each other up. So vibrational medicine is such a beautiful thing as a self-healing tool. I don't know. I feel like I can go on all day about different
things. It's interesting you bring up that neighbor, you know, if your neighbor's going through something and, you know, you're up here kind of throws off the balance, because mm-hmm. I feel like as Black women, there's such a, we all have the same experience, right? We go out into this world and we have the same experience. However, some of us are experiencing it worse than others, but there is this, I feel like we're getting better. You know, I recognize that overall we're getting to a place where we're helping to lift each other up, whatever this wellness and, you know, soft, and I want to let go of this cape error that we're going into as Black women. But I still feel like there is that stigma on us that I can't help you, you know, I don't want you vibing as high as me because you're going to take something away from me. So how does sound and vibrational healing help us get to a place where we recognize that we all are a part of each other, and her experience is either your experience that you don't recognize or you don't want to go back to. And like, we're not here to pull each other down. Like, we need to all help each other.
One thing I feel like everybody must understand, even above sound healing or vibrational medicine, is that we are all connected. That is a part of it all, the cosmos. We are all connected to each other. We're connected to the birds, the bees, the ocean. I feel like we have to pay, if we pay a lot of attention or very close attention to nature, mm-hmm. we can pick up all white, really what might be going on with the female species.
Really?
The human species, yes. So like, I noticed, I don't want to get off. Let me answer your question first. I'll go back to that. Since we are all connected, there is an abundant of resources. No one can come and take your shine. What is for you is for you. And I think as Black women, we really have to get it inside our hearts and know that like, what's for me is for me. Mm-hmm. And when I love on my sister and I uplift my sister, there might be a time where I might need my sister to help uplift me. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to really depend on each other more. And I know it's really hard. I feel like sometimes there might be some type of like genetic coding mm-hmm. that might have gone, because, you know, over time we start to adapt and our DNA starts to change and evolve into like what we can, how we can live and function now. Right. And I feel like there is a place where Black women, we can be really competitive with each other.
Oh yeah.
We can be so competitive with each other. And I think it is really a time that we actually need to come together and utilize, like, I don't even want to say utilize, because I feel like sometimes people think that's like taking, but really work with each other a bit more and understand that, like, just because it's, you might be going through something and you might not want to get your, you know, for instance, I feel like I've had friends that would be like, you know what, I got too much going on right now, I can't be worried about that. Well, ultimately, it's really going to come back and affect you regardless. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a sister's keeper. We have to be here to hold each other accountable. We got to be here to help heal each other. And even if that's just a listening ear, a phone call, a check-in, we got to start to learn to just love and dote on each other more. That's why I feel like, you know, self-love needs to begin there with just loving on each other. And when I start to think about, as Black women, we have our issues, but then generationally, like I have my daughter's, mm-hmm. she'll be 12 in March. Mm-hmm. And she's been going through these issues with trying to find friends and girls being really mean to her. And mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's so hard because I'm seeing like this cycle, because I remember going through it and she's going through it where she feels like she can't trust mm-hmm. friends because they've been so mean to her, or they've done things that she doesn't understand. And I'm just like, oh my God.
I know it.
What are we doing?
So that's horrible. I actually did an episode with two of my friends on having friends as Black women, and it's hard to see it manifesting in our kids, because believe it or not, I have a 6-year-old and he's saying the exact same thing, that he's having issues with friends. And it's just like one of my mentors always says, you know, I'll say you look beautiful today or something. And she'll always tell me I'm just a reflection of you. Yes. And when she first said it to me, I was like, what does that even mean? And then as I started learning more and hearing people, once she said it, I started hearing it more. And I was like, oh, okay. So whatever it is that I have a problem in this person, it's clearly something that I have an issue within myself. So it's not even you that I don't like. It's something within me. But no one teaches that part of the healing process, right? Like, because I don't pull up and love on these parts of me, that means everyone that I see it in is going to irk me and trigger me and piss me off. And then I end up isolated and I never end up doing the work anyway.
That's exactly how it goes. A lot of the times people start to project, like you said, we're projecting. This is something, even I'm still, you know, I'm forever evolving. Mm-hmm. And I went through that in like my personal relationship with my partner, where I'm actually reflecting. We were really reflecting each other. Mm-hmm. And as much as I was trying to suppress or thought I was healing a certain part of me, no ma'am. It hadn't yet. But my thing is, like what you said, having those people around you that will help lift you up, mm-hmm. and help you become more accountable. That's the thing. A lot of the times we're going to have people around us that helps us feel good. Mm-hmm. And usually the things that help us feel good aren't always what is necessary for our healing. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say, like, you had the lady who would tell you every day, you know, I am a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. And this is something I like to say, you know, you look beautiful. Well, I'm a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot to, you know, bring out our best features, you know, our best aspects of ourselves. We want to do that. But like, I think the work begins with self-healing. Mm-hmm. With healing or self-care, diving into those parts of you that you've actually been running from. I do have, like, I love journal prompts. I feel like journaling, mm-hmm. which is another form to me of vibrational medicine, right? Thought is a form. Mm-hmm. Writing is putting that thought down on paper. But doing journal prompts, that can actually help you find a lot out about yourself, mm-hmm. when it comes to what you might be running from, what might be you've pushed and suppressed deep down far inside. Mm-hmm. I hope
it's what's not yours. When you say that, we talk about what, you know, we're suppressing, but also realizing what is not ours to even have to, mm-hmm. deal with, which might be, which is why I always bring up the mama, but like, yes, the mama, the grandma, and the first lady are always like my go-tos when I talk about the things that we as Black women take on and we just identify with it and just claim it as ours. And then once you start healing, you like, that's not even my shit.
That wasn't my struggle. I
don't really believe that.
That was not my struggle. Like, why am I sitting here, like, playing like I got a little, I thought my phone was about to die. Now we're good. But yes, we have to realize, like, what is ours and what isn't. And to go back to sound and utilizing sound, they can actually help you. You can go through like what I call a sound journey. And mm-hmm. that's pretty much what you went through, because you were able to, when utilizing the tuning forks, we went through different levels or different emotions, mm-hmm. through these different frequencies. They're going to actually they're going to bring up some things inside of you. Some can be, you know, can be presented as, you know, some people might feel angry, they might feel sad or tears might come out. But to me, that is the flow of energy, because you might have stuck energy somewhere. Mm-hmm. And just mm-hmm. because it might be stuck in this heart place, you might, let me take it back for, I'm going to use myself. The first time I ever experienced sound, any form of sound healing, was with an intuitive sound healer. I worked at the time, I was working with an acupuncturist, and she was an Asian lady, did Chinese herbal medicine. I learned so much from her. But she hired a lady to, she rented out like a suite in her office. And I would see her, she had these patients all the time, and she would use sound, and she was a psychic as well, to just kind of intuitively read you. And I would walk past her door and I hear, boom, boom. And I'm like, what in the heck is this lady in there doing? Because it sounds strange. I didn't know much about it. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. So one day she finally convinced me to come in to have a session with her. So I'm like, okay, sure. So I remember going in, and before I actually had my session, I was actually dealing with some reproductive issues. Mm-hmm. So I had cervical cysts and fibroids. Mm-hmm. And these were all, related to my reproductive system. And when I went in, she went through and did this whole scan. We went and did like a body scan, and she went through and told me that she was picking up something in my reproductive area. Was I having any issues? And I'm like,
give her the side eye, like, man, where you get that from?
Right. What makes you say that? So that was my response. Like, what makes you say that? I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to work for it. So I was just so defensive, and I shouldn't have been. But she then goes to tell me that she was picking up a trauma. I had a water trauma. Was there any type of water trauma that I'd ever had? And I'm like, no. And then it dawned on me, when I was about maybe 3 or 4, very young, I jumped into a pool of water. Didn't know how to swim. No one was around. Just jumped dead in and sank straight to the bottom. Oh. My dad had to jump in and, get me out. And, it was drama for real. I caused the whole scene. But unknowingly, my body held on to this. Mm-hmm. And it was holding on to this trauma in my womb region. And when she told me that, I just started boo-hoo crying. It just came out of nowhere. And she was working, she utilized her voice. There are many different type of sound therapists, and some people can utilize their voice. Other people might use instruments. Well, she utilized her voice. And from there, she was still going on, and all I could just feel was I was just crying. I could not stop crying. And I knew right then that it was a blockage that I needed to release, that my body was holding on to for so long, that I just subconsciously placed back, forgot that even happened to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, we go through these, we have really traumatic experiences in our lives, and we suppress them and we put them away, and we don't know anything about it, but little do we know that it comes up physically for us. Mm-hmm. And it could be, in your womb region, or it could be some people might have an autoimmune disease, and they think that, oh, I have this autoimmune disease and it's fine. I just have to live with it and take this medicine. When in actuality, it's not that. It's something on more of a subconscious layer happening here. And you can actually work with that utilizing energy. And an easy, great way to do that is to use sound. Sound can break up so many things. Sound is used to break up kidney stones.
Wow. I did not know.
Yes, ma'am. Physical kidney stones. They can break up. They use this in hospitals to break up kidney stones. So if sound can, they can use it to break up kidney stones, you have to think about what it actually can be used for. Sound is the future, you know, it is really the future of medicine.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you were this person at one point before you started it. And I know people are probably listening to this and they're like, yeah, she giving us all this information and all this history, but it sounds like woo woo to me. And so, you know, coming from church backgrounds and, you know, it's like, no, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm not going to sound, this don't make no sense to me. You sound crazy. How can we start utilizing holistic approaches more, or trusting holistic approaches more to healing ourselves, opposed to always running to the Western method of healing?
Now, a great way to do this is a book. Simple, finding certain resources. There are several books that I love to have, even if it's just food and herbs.
Basic.
Even if you're not so, you like, Sam, what? I don't know about that just yet. That's weird. That's messing with, you know, the unknown and spirits. But I have to tell people, you utilize your cell phone. Your cell phone is Wi-Fi. What is that? It's radio frequency waves.
Frequency.
You can't see it. You can utilize that, but you can't utilize, you know, sounds. And even if you, I hate to tell people, like, come to me, because I'm not trying to sell you on anything, but I really want to start at, like you said, like at a basic level of understanding how the sound work and how everything has a frequency, everything vibrates. And even whenever I feel like when we go to, I'm going to take it back to people, my church folks, because I grew up in a church. I'm a Southern girl to the fullest. Grew up in a small town, deep South Georgia. Grew up in the church. And there's times where, like, you know, when it's certain times in church when they hit the notes and tunes get to going and like everything, you can feel the energy rise in the church. Like everybody, they are feeling good.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. There is just notes and tones. And to take it back to just, I guess, like a base level of learning with these things, I would say utilizing just common herbs like chamomile, chamomile tea. This is really good for anxiety. Calming your body down. It's a natural vibrational medicine. It's a plant medicine. Utilizing this, a lot of people use chamomile tea to help you get to sleep. It relaxes you. It's affecting your body's vibrational system. That's all it is doing, is affecting your body's vibrational system. Even I know some people who may struggle with depression or anxiety, which is really high right now. I feel like a lot of people are dealing with mood. I don't want to say illnesses or mental illnesses, but I want to say a mood disease, a mood disease. An herb that I would suggest people would just look up, St. John's wort. Have you ever heard of this herb?
I have heard of it.
It is, to me, I did know about it for a long time, but I didn't really know what it was for. I remember my grandfather used to use it. He would have whenever he had a toothache, he would go out and, you know, we in a country, you could find St. John's wort kind of like scattered about if you know what you're looking for. But he would take it and, you know, make it up as a tea, or even like sometimes he'd actually chew it. It's the weirdest thing. But you could use St. John's wort to actually help with depression and anxiety. It is a natural herb, a nerve relaxer. So it affects your nervous system. So it actually calms you. Yes. So it affects your nervous system in many different fronts. So like your, usually when you're having a toothache, it's connected to those nerve endings. So that's what it's doing. And the same thing happens to like, if you're having a panic attack or anxiety, or you're having, you're going through maybe one of your depression spills, taking that St. John's wort can actually help counteract. Mm-hmm. I just feel like simple ways to do that is with teas.
Mm-hmm.
In introducing herbal teas, and actually doing a little bit of research on which herbs you're actually taking. You can find simple books. I have like a few books. I might pop out real quick and just grab them so you guys can actually see some of the books that I like to refer to whenever I'm looking for herbs or looking for tinctures to make, because mm-hmm. I'm gonna be very honest with you. And this is not to sell anybody on anything, but since I have stepped more into alignment and using more vibrational medicines to heal my body, I am not as sick. I don't remember the last time I just went to the doctor just to go to the doctor, like off of mm-hmm. just being sick. I will go to the, like my OBGYN,
mm-hmm.
you know, for my annuals, just to make sure everything is good. Mm-hmm. And for like physicals, I do like a physical, just to make sure everything is going well. But there is no antibiotics. I used to have lots of, I used to have an issue with yeast. I had a large amount of yeast in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I was interning with a naturopathy doctor, and she introduced me to a machine called the Rife machine. So the Rife machine was invented by a doctor, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. And what this machine would do was he was able to set it to certain frequencies, and he could emit this frequency. You can literally hold on to these little rods, mm-hmm. But they have it now where you can actually just sit right in front of it. And you can program it to say, if you're somebody that is suffering from a lot of yeast in the body, there's a certain frequency that you can set this machine to, and you sit in front of it for about 10 to 15 minutes, and it actually starts to deteriorate. I don't want to say deteriorate the body, but basically remove the yeast from your body.
Wow.
Yes. And you have to think about it in the terms of like, you ever heard like an opera singer whenever mm-hmm. they're singing?
Yeah.
And when they sing and the crystal breaks.
Mm-hmm.
The crystal breaks because her voice has matched the frequency of the crystal.
Wow.
That's how that broke. That's how it shattered. And it's using the same type of process,
mm-hmm.
For better words, for lack of words, you're using that same type of process. So he created this machine, and you can pretty much, if you're having fibromyalgia, if you're having eczema, if you're having migraines, things of this nature, it can help you like reprogram your body back to its normal state. And I actually did this with her. I think I did about 5 to 6 sessions, and I did maybe 15 minutes each mm-hmm. session. And I have not had a problem with yeast in about 5 years.
Wow.
Like, yes. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm just an advocate for this. I've just been living this lifestyle, and I want more people to just be open to the different forms of vibrational medicine to heal mm-hmm. the body, to really heal the body.
Yeah. I believe I'm at a place where, what do I have to lose, right? Like, you know, if the worst thing that happens is it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Like, I didn't waste anything. It's like, okay, I tried something new and it didn't do what I wanted it to do. So, you know, for anyone listening and you just like on the fence, my thing is, what do you have to lose? Because we know taking medicine and all of that, what it does, it has those side effects.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these other things that come with it. So it's like, what, and now what I'm not saying is if you own something serious to take your ass off of it. That is that not, you're not going to come and listen to this and say Natasha told me to stop taking my cancer medicine. We not, that's not what she
said. Man, we didn't tell you. No, don't do that.
That's not what she said. She said to try something new on top of what you're already doing and evaluate for yourself.
Yeah.
How it feels for you. You have resources. I have Amber here. She's going to leave her information. And if you have questions, just ask. We can't be afraid. I think we've gotten to the point with social media where, like, even listening to a podcast, we hear someone and we think that they're untouchable, right? We're like, oh, they're not going to answer me. And like, I can't bother them. And I want y'all to know that anyone that I bring on here is open to helping you learn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just like, please shoot, follow in my DMs, send a message, however you need to get in contact, please do. And also, even if you want to talk to someone else besides me, find your local integrative, like, health doctor. Mm-hmm. They're what we call, you have like naturopathy and integrative health doctors. They are doctors. They went through a lot of schooling, very similar to doctors, your typical doctors. However, they follow a lot more holistic guidelines, and they will use more holistic approaches to healing versus your typical doctor is going to push maybe some blood pressure medicine over on you, but you might go to your integrative health doctor and they might try to set you up with a different type of plan. It could be something maybe with movement, and then they might give you some different herbs to try. And they might also have a machine that they might want to, that might manipulate your energy field to heal you. So there is so much things like, we have to utilize the internet for the resources it has these days. I feel like we get very sidetracked and distracted with social media and the drama of things. Let's actually really utilize what it's here for before we won't be able to utilize it anymore. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a couple books and I'm going to put the, from Amber, and I'm going to put the titles in the show notes so that y'all can start doing your own little dabbling. Amber, do you have anything coming up? I know she's in my neck of the woods, y'all. She's in the Atlanta area. So, but do you have anything virtual or anything in person, what do you have going on?
So I do have some things happening. I know I'm going to be traveling a bit in February and March, but I do hold a monthly wellness link up where we talk about vibrational medicine, and we also do sound healing. This is free for you guys to come out, and it's usually the first Saturdays of the month. Okay. So I have that'll be on my website as well as on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check that out, which is, the website is thegodbody.net. So www.thegodbody.net, or you can go over to Instagram and find it at Godbody Wellness. Yeah, God Body Wellness. And I usually have that. And I am looking to host I'm working on something right now in the works, because I know I'm traveling so much, it might not be until after I get back in March. But anybody that is interested in like a plant medicine.
Me, hand raise. I'm gonna say it's plant medicine.
We'll be doing something like a little plant medicine ceremony. I actually just finished, I had a cacao ceremony that recently just passed, and this is the third event we've done, and each time they've sold out. Actually, the last time we did, we actually had more people that we expected. We had to shove a few people in there, but we made it work. And it's beautiful. And if people don't know what cacao is, it is a form of, it's like chocolate, but it's without all the sweeter, the sweet, the added sweeteners.
Yeah.
It really works well with your heart space and your heart energy center. So if you're dealing with some things that you know that I've been just a little bit closed off to myself, to my family, I just want to work on opening that space up, because if your heart center is closed, it's hard to give and receive in the physical and in the ethereal realm. So if you've been looking to try to receive and get a raise and promotion in life, it might be because there might be some blockages happening in your heart center, really like any of your energy centers, but definitely within your heart center. So I know the cacao is a really good heart opener. And we're going to be working in some other plant medicines if people are interested. Just be on the lookout for that. But yeah, it's several things coming up. So definitely in March, look out for that. In the first weekends of the month, first Saturdays of the month, we have the Wellness Link Up.
Thank you so much, Amber. I appreciate you for educating my listeners. I know y'all, this is a lot. But you got to be introduced and then start doing your own research. And when you know better, you do better. So thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Natasha, for having me so much. I hope I wasn't all over the place. It is a lot of information. I know it's a lot of information.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much good information. I told you, she gave us a history lesson. Amber ran us through all the different types of ways that we can use a different type of healing modality. It's amazing how many less evasive ways there are to heal ourselves, and we don't even know about it. I really, really loved having Amber as a guest because it gives you options, right? It doesn't always have to be about going to the doctor and taking all the meds. Now, listen here. Now, I'm not saying stop taking your meds. I am not a doctor, okay? But what I am saying is both and. You can take meds and you can experiment with some other holistic modalities of healing. All of Amber's information is going to be in the show notes. Listen, y'all, when Amber said that she was going to give us some books to start off with, she went to go get some books and she came back with literally a handful because she could not choose which ones are the best. So I've created a PDF file. I'm putting that in the show notes. Just click on it and it's going to take you to all the books that she told me are going to be a great starter if this is something that you're interested in. Also, this Sunday is the Womenpreneur and More Pamper pop-up event that I am co-hosting with Racine. If you listened to the last episode, you got to kind of get a little information about who Racine is and how she shows up in this amazing world. If you enjoyed this episode and you are loving the focus on self-love, you can join us if you're in the Atlanta area for the Womenpreneur and More Pamper pop-up at Ewe Fresh. Or if you're like, Natasha, I'm not there, I can't do that, you can join me for the 28-Day Love Thyself Challenge. We are halfway through the challenge, but do not let that stop you. This is definitely self-paced, and so day one is whenever you want it to be. Again, thank you so much for joining me. We have one more episode and one more guest left in this self-love series, and I am super excited for you to hear the episode. So I will see you then. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, Pleasure is your right, boo.